This is JIS News. Coming up, increased resources for RADA, Cancer Society to redouble detection and prevention efforts, and Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities lobbying for greater opportunities for intellectually disabled community. The news in detail after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner looking for ways to increase your profits? The Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with a grant to provide the business support services you need. Contact your financial institution or call us and ask about the DBJ's voucher for technical assistance.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. More resources are to be made available to the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to assist local farmers. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says RADA will now be the sole agency through which assistance is provided to farmers. He says the move will create greater accountability.
We intend to make sure that all the inputs that come through RADA, that is fertilizer, seed, prey, will go directly to the farmer and not to the members of parliament.
Mr. Hutchinson says under the new structure, farmers will be able to interact more often with their RADA representatives to determine their needs and how supplies will be delivered. In the meantime, Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says major investments will be made to encourage more Jamaican youth to become involved in agriculture. Mr. Hutchinson says the investments will start at the primary and secondary school levels.
These school gardens are ones where we will be providing the fencing for the garden. We'll be providing the inputs, that is fertilizer, seed, spray. And we are also going to make sure that we provide them with a black tank so that we can have drip irrigation going to these school gardens.
The school gardens will serve dual roles as teaching aids for the students and as demonstration plots for adult farmers in the communities. President of the Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities, JAID, Sonia Jackson, is calling for more educational and economical opportunities for persons with intellectual disabilities, ID. Ms. Jackson says creating more opportunities for persons with ID will assist Jamaica to achieve its developmental goals. She says research shows that companies that employ persons with disabilities generally outperform those that don't. JAID has been working with the Ministry of Labor to increase opportunities for persons with ID.
We're partnering with Ministry of Labor in a small program with adults, but there's a larger need for adults because the adults now, we recognize that there's a big gap there that has to be filled.
Ms. Jackson adds that more needs to be done in the school system to detect and help those with intellectual disabilities from the primary level. She says 88% of children with mild intellectual disabilities are in mainstream schools and are often treated as slow learners. She was speaking at a JAID-JIS think tank session Tuesday. And the Jamaica Cancer Society says it will redouble its efforts this year to help detect and prevent various forms of cancers while promoting healthy lifestyles among Jamaicans. Speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday, Executive Director of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Ulit Gordon, said the organization will be strengthening existing partnerships as well as forging new ones to expand the reach of its programs.
We will continue to provide counseling and support to newly diagnosed cancer patients and their families and celebrate cancer survivorship. We will continue to support the global cancer research initiatives through our partnership with the American Cancer Society and the World Health Organization.
In 2015, the Jamaica Cancer Society, in collaboration with its partners, provided screening for 21,147 men and women for cancers of the breast, cervix, and prostate, representing an increase of 17.5% from 2014. April is Cancer Awareness Month, and the Cancer Society will undertake a range of activities to increase awareness about the deadly disease. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.